It was the press conference Orioles fans were dreading for 24 hours. The injury status for 21-year-old third baseman Manny Machado after watching his knee buckle right into first base on Monday against the Rays in St. Petersburg, Florida. The Orioles were cautious and cryptic throughout the day yesterday, but finally there was a diagnosis.
The doctors have eliminated that it was an ACL. That was our concern, and the doctors have said it's a torn medial patellar femoral ligament. And from what I understand, that's good news.
That's Orioles Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations, Dan Duquette, and that was certainly good news for the Orioles and their fans. The moment was terrifying to see Machado being carted off the field and clearly in agony. Longtime Orioles head athletic trainer Richie Bancells naturally took a big sigh of relief yesterday when the news came in.
I'm really relieved. I mean, anytime, of course, you don't know right then when you're on the field, you know, and all you're trying to do is stabilize the injury and get it out and get it in the hands of the physicians. So I'm very relieved based on what we, you know, clinically saw last night. If the conservative measure works, he's ready for spring training.
Amazing considering the hopes for the all-star third baseman who has dominated the hot corner since he arrived here in Baltimore in August of last year and could be just weeks away from earning his first ever Gold Glove Award. Brian Roberts knows the sad tale of injuries all too well. He's battled back from concussion symptoms, hip surgery, and a nearly devastating elbow injury back in 2005, and this season, a hamstring injury also at Tropicana Field.
You know it's part of sports, but you hate it. You know, it's just injuries are they're kind of a given in sports in general at some point. But, you know, to see a kid that young go at the end of such a phenomenal season, you know, just my heart broke for him. I know, but I'm sure there's going to be some rehab obviously involved. And, you know, I know what all that entails, and it's hard. It's hard physically, it's hard emotionally, it's hard all the way around, you know, and I just hated it for him.
But Brian says with today's advancements in sports medicine, there's no doubt that Manny will revert to form.
No doubt in my mind. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind, you know, with no matter what the extent of the injury is almost nowadays. The medicine and the doctors are so good. The rehab is so good. The things that are available to us are so good that, you know, it's not really a matter of if, it's a matter of just when.
And Buck Showalter, the Orioles manager, who last night didn't put Manny's name in the lineup for the first time since being called up on August 9th of 2012, Showalter is confident he'll get his man, Manny, back.
I'm always optimistic. I try to be. And I'd be that way regardless of what the radiologist said. Okay. And at some point, I feel very confident Manny will be playing for us early in the year next year.
Bancells added that Manny Machado will essentially be shut down for 6 to 8 weeks, and then he can start running again. And the hope is he can be ready for spring training in Sarasota, Florida, come March of next year. Brett Hollander reporting from Camden Yards in downtown Baltimore on WBAL and WBAL.com.